This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now, former Packer executive, Sports Illustrated, the great Sunday 7 newsletter that you subscribe for on his Twitter account at Andrew Brandt. He's on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Sparky, Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler is here, but he just stepped out. He'll be back here at some point. Joining us now is Andrew Brandt. Andrew, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, always happy to be with you guys.
We were talking about this earlier in the show about Deshaun Watson and how this whole thing is kind of playing out right now. And now we have one of the people that were suing Deshaun Watson now going after the Texans and suing the Texans as well, pretty much saying that they kind of knew all this was going on and didn't really do anything to kind of stop Deshaun Watson at this point. My point earlier to Gary was she can't go alone. If it's going to be her and the other 23 of these women that are going after Deshaun Watson don't step behind her and say, you know, similar things happen to them, I don't think she really has a chance against the Texans. Do you think the Texans get punished at all by the NFL through all of this?
Well, getting punished is a long shot, but involvement may be an issue. I mean, listen, this reporting came out of the New York Times. Jenny Ventris wrote about the Texans and their involvement. And I had her on my podcast. And listen, my antenna were raised. Like, we all do things for our star players that are different. You know, I did it for Brett Favre. I did it for Aaron Rodgers. But these were things like, you know, letting their agent run around a little more than other agents, or just making sure they have what they need in terms of training and facilities at all times. But this just seemed to be a little more arranging for rooms, arranging for services. And my antenna were raised on a couple of things. One, should they be doing that? Two, what are we talking about here? Who's paying for that? Who's paying for these services? And it's a salary cap issue and it's all that. Then you get to the other aspect of it from the lawsuits. You know, I can see the lawyer bringing them in because they were assaulted, in their view, in a room arranged for by the team. So you don't have to be a sharp lawyer to sort of say, well, that doesn't sound right. As to whether they instill some NFL punishment, you know, that's probably a longer shot, but they could get called in to ask about what does arrange for mean.
How you doing, Andrew? It's Leroy Butler.
Hey, my friend.
How you doing, my brother? They get all of us rooms, transportation, places to eat. So if I get food poisoning at one of the places that they arranged for me, they get sued as well. I don't know how they're going to make that work. But my question, I want to take this further with the grand jury, the two grand juries who said they chose not to prosecute. Now, I know that has nothing to do with the NFL. I get that. But you're the perfect person to answer this. How did they structure his contract to get around, when the suspension come, that they was able to give him some money up front? Or maybe I'm missing something. Didn't they give him some money up front that guaranteed. I know they guaranteed it, but weren't they able to give him some of the money to where it wouldn't, if they suspended him for a year, okay, that salary is wiped out, but they already gave him some upfront money.
Roy, this is the best contract in NFL history, and I don't think it's close. I don't think it's close. There is, and see, that's what I keep coming back to. We were all waiting, especially guys like me, there's these sports nerds, like, who's going to get this contract, a five-year full guarantee? Is it going to be Mahomes? Is it going to be Rodgers? Is it going to be Brady? Is it going to be Josh Allen? It's this guy.
Deshaun Watson.
It's this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, I really want to see Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, if they can, if this becomes precedent, because all these guys are going to say, no, Watson was different. You know, Watson had all these teams bidding. Well, he had teams bidding because the Texans didn't want him. And I just think it's going to be a problem for the league if agents push this contract. Mm-hmm. Now, if they don't, they go back to wherever it is. But specifically to your question, year one is $46 million. It's $1 million salary and $45 million bonus. And the bonus specifically says, this is a signing bonus and shall not be subject to any forfeiture due to discipline or suspension. That's as rock solid of $45 million as you're ever going to get.
No doubt about it.
So sure is.
He's got it. Yeah. It's done. I mean, he's got it in the bank. He's using it to pay off some of these settlements. So
that's a good point.
Well, where it is.
Let me ask you this. So I guess we're hearing that maybe it's a one-year suspension. If that's the case, will he have an opportunity to go in and knock that down to say, like,
appeal
that and say, like, maybe it's 8 games, 9 games, or something like that? Does that still work?
That's a good question.
Yeah, the new system is this former judge, Sue Robinson, hearing the case right now, I think.
Yep.
NFLPA makes their argument, NFL makes their argument. She decides the initial discipline. And then it is appealable by either side, but to guess who? You know who the answer is. To Roger Goodell, who still has that power. He can affirm the discipline, and he can change the discipline. But he's likely going to rely on her, and we'll see. I mean, they tried to negotiate this before it got into the system, which was the league wanted at least a year. Maybe they could have negotiated a year with him definitely back next year. But NFLPA and Watson's lawyer didn't want that. So here we go. And the thrust of this hearing right now, I think, is they can't rely on player precedent. Because you know what? Roethlisberger got 6 games. Elliott got 6 games. Hunt got 8 games. And there were no criminal charges, like you were talking about. Mm. No criminal charges. But what they are going to argue is Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, Daniel Snyder, sexual misconduct, other kind of misconduct, and no games missed. So we'll see if that is something that the judge accepts and says, oh, okay, that might be interesting. Or the judge says it's different. You know, the judge could say it's not the same.
I know,
but
we got
I
you.
I think he'll be out. I think he'll be out for the year.
I know we got you for a couple more minutes here. Daniel Snyder, your take, how does that end, you believe?
He's made determinations that he's better off incurring the wrath of us not showing up than incurring the wrath of Congress by showing up. So think about that. He doesn't want to answer what is going to be under oath. I don't know. I mean, he got a suspension, supposedly. His wife is running the league, running the team for a year, but, you know, he's been pictured at some events. I just think he'll continue to deflect and lawyers and all that stuff. The commissioner protects him. For one reason or another, I don't know, but he gets protected.
He sure does. Will it end up in a Clipper situation where he eventually gets forced to sell the team, depending on what he says to Congress? I think that's what a lot of people think could happen.
Forced to be a billionaire. Wow.
Yeah, I don't see it because, you know, Sterling with the Clippers, it wasn't just that incident. The people didn't like him, and mainly owners didn't like him.
Right.
For whatever reason, Snyder has some allies. And maybe it's Jerry Jones, I've heard they're very close. So I just don't see it. The other part of this, guys, is I'm not defending Snyder.
Right.
But can you imagine buying into a business? The guy at the Broncos just paid $4.5 billion,
yep.
and you think you could get kicked out if you did something wrong? So I don't think the owners want to do that.
Yeah, it's a good point. Andrew Brand, former Packers executive, Sports Illustrated, of course, good the stuff, Sunday Andrew. 7 newsletter. Sign up for it now. All you have to do is go to his Twitter account at Andrew Brand. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. New thing. Instagram Reels. I do these videos every day. If you like them, so
nice.
I'm at Andrew Brandt 2 at Instagram.
Oh, we follow.
All right. Add it to the list of stuff. Andrew Brandt is never bored.
You know it.
Yeah, never bored. Andrew Brandt. Andrew, thanks so much, man.
Get
appreciate
on TikTok too, cuz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.